Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I will tell you that I was out at the Family Fest on Sunday, and as you've seen the reports, probably about 23 to 25,000 people out at Soldier watching the Bears practice. And unfortunately, Dan, this is the first practice. Sunday's practice was the first practice that I had been to probably for about a week or so. I missed four practices, I think. So I missed what was referred to as Caleb Williams looking much better out there. And I just have to believe the reports from everybody that Caleb Williams was looking better and progressing in everything that he does. In the practice that I saw Sunday, it was not a good day for Caleb Williams. He was responsible for, I guess, two delay of game penalties, Dan. The third one, the ruling is that apparently a timeout was called. I thought it was three, but I don't know if there's anything on the record that happens in practice, but apparently it was just two. And you know, Dan, that's a, I don't want to call it a bad sign, because I'd like to think that they, you know, that they'll get through it and they're not going to be three delay of game penalties, but to not be organized the first day you're playing on your home field and the offense, that didn't feel good watching that, Dan, as all of those popped up.
Grody, you don't have to call it a bad sign because the head coach will willingly do it for you. And Ben Johnson was clearly agitated after practice and saying, look, I felt like it was sloppy in certain areas and feeling like that they should be further ahead of some of these mistakes than they are. You know, we're in the third week of training camp now, and you start to desire progress, obvious signs of growth. And it hasn't been there. And I just, any of the reports last week that came out that Caleb Williams was making significant progress, to me, were exaggerated, because I just haven't seen it yet. And it's worth us talking about for a little while here after you saw him on the bigger stage at Soldier Field on Sunday, because I just think we're still waiting for one of those days that feels impressive, that feels like, okay, he's got the grasp of it. I'll get into a little bit more in a bit about some of the conversation I had with Caleb Williams over the weekend that may enlighten us both a little bit about where he's at in terms of his headspace. But in terms of his play on the field, it's been erratic through the first, you know, 10 practices of camp, and they've got to find a way to make it less erratic, because as we know, September 8th is not that far off, and you've got you know, a couple opponents coming to town over the next couple weeks, and you better be able to show signs of being much more functional than they've been here through the early going.
Yeah, and I want the switch, the proverbial switch, to flip. But first, as you said, there has to be, you know, those days stacked together that leads to that. Now, you know, I guess just by definition of a switch flipping, that would suggest that, yeah, it could suddenly, spontaneously just happen. Like, as in, maybe there could be that day where it all soaks in and sinks in for Caleb Williams, and he is that guy. But right now, he simply is not that guy. And I've been using even talking on the score about the Bears, you know, for the last 4 hours today, Dan, I was using one of your words, which I think is, and I did credit you properly, sir. I know how angry you get if I don't give you the full credit. But
culture was the word, I'm sure, right? Culture.
No, it was voluminous. No, it's certainly, there is no voluminosity that we have seen that in the last couple of days.
What was the word?
I was using your word. The word was sizzle, Dan. Oh. We haven't seen the sizzle. Now, I'll give you some of the good. I've got more critiques of Caleb Williams' play that I will share with you, but as long as I just mentioned the sizzle, there were two really good things that I saw from Caleb Williams, Dan, at Soldier Field, at Family Fest on Sunday. There was, and I'll give the lesser of the good here first, but it was very good. A little bootleg right by Caleb Williams and hits DJ Moore in stride. It's just such a beautiful play with it. He just kind of floats that ball. He's in stride. He's already almost at sprint level. It's an easy first down, and we didn't see enough of that last year, Dan.
Yeah, and you just want to see some of those plays that look like NFL-level offenses make them look. And, Grody, I'll even rewind you back to Saturday. You've got the sequence at the end of Saturday's practice where you get a little bit of sizzle. The Bears are in an end-of-game situation at the end of practice, and Dennis Allen sends an all-out blitz at Caleb Williams, and Caleb shows Caleb things, right? And he evades this all-out blitz with a hard sprint out to his right and throws a touchdown pass to Cole Komet. I think it was 17 yards. It was one of those little plays where you're like, okay, go be a playmaker, kid. And he goes and he makes the play and he throws a touchdown. And then they switch over to another situation on the very next snap, and Caleb Williams goes for DJ Moore at the goal line and throws a pass that's behind him significantly. And Deshaun Wright makes a gift interception. And you're like, there it is, right there. In 35 seconds, you get this highlight reel completion for a touchdown, and then you get this, oh God, low light for an interception. And you're like, this is kind of where we've been with Caleb, and there just hasn't been a level of consistency yet. And I know they're striving for it, and I know they're going to try to unlock some of that this week, but it felt like at the Family Fest, and you can obviously cast more judgment than I can, it just felt like another day that was kind of bumpy, that every highlight was also offset by two or three things where you're like, man, that's got to be better.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And, you know, I just looking at my sheet from Sunday, there was, he mentioned overthrow. Did you say he overthrew DJ Moore, Dan, Saturday?
On Saturday, it was behind him. It was just a pass at the ball that was just behind him.
And gotcha. Yeah. And we've been seeing that. Like, he talked about earlier, about 2 weeks ago, he might have talked about, he was very specific with us about short throws to the left. And he threw behind DJ Moore, I think a day after we had heard that. There has been an issue, like, if we're being like critical, like very specifically of how Caleb Williams misses, and this goes back to last year, overthrows, which is better than an underthrow because that would have led to more interceptions. But this has been an issue. I just with my eyes, like if there is a way that he incompletes, it seems to be that or wrong side. He did have an overthrow to DJ Moore on Sunday that was blatant because if it had been, you know, put with some touch, it's a huge gain for DJ Moore. He did have one also batted down, and we saw that, I thought, too many times last year as well. And then just, you know, the other thing I wrote down, and I think that we've kind of made the point here, just too many incompletions on the whole. Even if we're seeing the sizzle occasionally, there have been too many incompletions. And I do want to get this out, too, because I know we're kind of just all over the place here, bouncing back and forth between the good and the bad. But one great moment for Caleb Williams, for Ben Johnson, for Cole Kmet was a play action. I wish you were there to see it, Dan.
I saw it on the highlights, baby.
Oh, you did see it. So you know the play. Play action screen. Cole Kmet wide open on the left side. He scores easily. And it's an absolute thing of beauty when that thing. That was the first time where I was like, okay, all right. There's something like where Ben Johnson called the right play and Dennis Allen be damned.
There was no question. I watched that two or three times because I was just trying to get a little bit more involved in the design of it and how Cole came so free on that play, because that is a play that doesn't ask a ton from your quarterback. The star of the play is the play, right? And the design of it gets your tight end coming across while all the direction is going the opposite direction. And all of you got to do is make a pitch and catch out there with a tight end out there and a lead blocker, and then he just walks it into the end zone. And those are the types of moments that will – I think help Caleb realize that he's got help around him, right? Like his play caller is going to give him advantageous situations like 6 to 10 times a game. His weapons are going to give him advantageous situations 6 to 10 times a game. And all of a sudden it's like, okay, so now we only need you, you know, at the end of half, at the end of the game, to be super special. The rest of the time, let's go back to you know what all these coaches say is like, be the point guard, distribute, let these other guys do the work, and then when we really need you to be the guy that wins the games, go win the games.
Yep, and hey, that kind of was the way. I obviously don't know what the score would have been in the scenario at Soldier Field, Bears against Bears, but it was sort of like a lot of the games last year where there was a lot of head-scratching things early in the practice, and at the end, a nice, quick, I don't know if you saw this one on video, but that slant to Colston Loveland. It was albeit 2 minute drill, but it was pretty sharp. And then there were some nice plays on another drive to Alameda Zacchaeus, who, you know, you and I low key have been thinking he's going to be a pretty big part of what goes on. So again, there it was. It's almost like, of course, and we complimented Caleb Williams last year on that ability to make big plays when they count. But guess what was really a huge effect too, was not having representative quarter sometimes for the first three quarters, as much as that fourth quarter means the most, obviously.
Yeah. And there's a lot to being efficient as a quarterback the whole way through a game, and then understanding how to be you when your moment comes for you. And that's what Caleb Williams is going to have to do. It's going to be fun to watch this evolve again. I think later this week when the Dolphins come to town, we'll get a new opponent to watch him against and a new test for Caleb to take, for the offense to take, and we'll get a little bit better feeling for where things are going. I think on Tuesday we're going to hear from Ben Johnson. I wouldn't be surprised if he tells us that Caleb's not going to play Sunday at Soldier Field in the preseason game. It feels like they're designing everything right now to be joint practice focused, you know. And so I'm sure Ben will answer this here in the coming days about how much preseason game action that Caleb needs, but it doesn't feel like it's going to be a whole heck of a lot, and that they're going to use these next two Fridays to really kind of season him for what's coming in the regular season.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts, Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.